So actually, I think that the statement that was made back here about things being manifest, I believe this is the chapter where they're seen so clearly. They come out so clearly, and we probably won't take each of these instances and spend a lot of time, but here in verse 1 is a man that is overtaken in a fault. Here is a brother that is called spiritual. What does that mean? Does it mean he's older? Well, it might. But it might mean he's a very young brother. It doesn't have anything to do with age. It has to do with who is this brother following? Who is this sister following? And let me say this for sisters. There's many faults that come in where it's not appropriate for me to speak to another sister about something. It's appropriate for you to. It's appropriate for the sister to go to another, to help them in an area of their life where, again, as our brother has mentioned, it's manifest that the sister has a problem. And she's crying out. And the evidence is what you see outwardly. And so what do? Do you turn your head and say, well, somebody else can help her. I don't have time for her. No. He that is spiritual, ye which are spirit, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. What's that mean? It could just as easily be me. It's only the grace of God. When one is overtaken in a fault, it's only the grace of God that it's not me. And so if I'm used to help a person, I always remember considering thyself. Considering myself, lest you also be tempted. So here's the first evidence that we have publicly of a Galatian that has been converted. As Uncle Emil has said there, he's changed from where he was in the beginning of the book, and he now sees somebody else that needs his help.
But what the spiritual man is not one who is now under any legal system.
That's right.
Right? So now you're overtaken in a fault. The restoration isn't, well, thou shalt not do that because, right? This, any legal system. So we've said about the law, referring to the Old Testament law, but it applies to any legal system of ordinances that is put over one. This is restoration, again, in the energy and in the power of the Spirit of God and in grace.
So, Brother John, I have a question, and for all of you, because you said, what is a spiritual man? I think that's really important for us to kind of talk a little bit. And you said he is a man that does not go under the other gospel, under Christ and the extra thing. When you think, guys, are you with me? When you think, oh, he's a spiritual brother, he's a spiritual sister, what comes to your mind? And I want somebody in the back row there, the very last back row, to answer me that question. The very last back row there. I want you to answer the question, and if you're not going to volunteer, I'm going to say your name. What does come to your mind when you say somebody is spiritual? Help me.
Their actions resemble Christ when you see them. And, like, their personality and everything that they do is a direct correlation to how Christ would act.
Very good. Anybody else? Or an older brother. It doesn't have to be. What is a spiritual man?
No, I said we have 5 chairs over here in the front. Do we need to move to the front? I think we could.
No, that's quite right. I mean,
we can move to the front if we want to move to the front.
I'm watching. That's okay.
Yeah. Somebody else. If you have a difficulty in your life? Who will you go to in your local meeting? What to you is somebody that can help you? John has just said, it's not somebody that will use a hammer. Who do you go to? Help me, Andrew.
Could it just be like a brother that really knows his Bible well and just knows the scripture and God's word?
That's certainly part of it.
It's part of it.
He should know. If he's going to help me, he will only be able to help me through the word. Hmm. We got to remember that. If you come to me and I start giving you little quick phrases and such, and we don't look at the word of God, you're not going to get any help. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. Also, a brother that embodies the fruit of the Spirit.
Have the truth of the Spirit, yeah.
I think the brethren should not only know the Word of God, he should also be able to understand what the person is going through, because, yes, the Word of God, as we know in Hebrews, it says it's a two-edged sword. So if he just starts whacking away at the person, you're not really going to build him back up. But I believe it would be a brother that knows the word of God very well, that lives an exemplary life, and that would understand where you are and has the capacity to bring you back up. Because not every brother would understand the situation and be able to provide you the right advice for you to get back to where you're supposed to be.
I think the brother that you would want to go to is the one that is clearly showing the fruit of the Spirit through their everyday actions.
I like to think, again, a brother or a sister, because we don't want to leave the sisters out in this realm here. How important you are. How important the sisters are in the local meeting, okay? So the brother, again, that we're talking about is a brother that has moral weight or influence. How does that come? Does that come by saying, I'm the one? No. It comes. You've lived around them. You've been with them. And you know, before they ever say a word, they love you. And they want to help you. They want to help you, and you can go to them in confidence. These are all marks of a spiritual man, aren't they?